The Girls Uninterrupted with Brody Kane, Caitlin Marrett, and Gracie Hitchcock.
Kia ora te whanau. Welcome to The Girls Uninterrupted. Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you, girls?
Not bad.
Not bad.
My patient the other day had a go at me because he asked me a question and I was like, maybe. I was like, he's like, what kind of answer is that? I was like, you know what, John or whatever his name was, you're right. Maybe is not an answer.
Well, you're just going through all of the, it's multi-choice.
It is.
Yeah, nah, maybe.
Was it an important question though? Was it like,
am I going to live? Yeah, nah, maybe.
That's how I like to hold my conversations with patients. So.
That's okay. Just a quick reminder, while I remember, next week we will be reviewing this month's book, thanks to The Warehouse, which was the book by Marion Keyes, My Favourite Mistake. So we're all beavering away at home reading that, which we're all enjoying, but we'll give our review next week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question. I don't know whether this is a Brody thing or a general thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall asleep, do you fall off clouds sometimes?
Off them. Off the edge or through them?
I feel like just off them. Not through them, off them.
I feel like I go through, I feel like I'm falling a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of float away.
You don't, a fall from a cloud doesn't jolt you?
No, I slip over on the ground.
Oh, do you? when you're drifting off to sleep?
Yeah. Wow. I just trip and wake myself up. You know how you always do that like involuntary like muscle spasm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not in a cloud. That sounds delightful that you're dreaming in clouds.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I fall off a cloud.
That's nice.
It is quite nice. And so you fall over on the ground. That's not nice.
Yeah, I slip over. And I try to run away from something or someone and I can't.
Slow motion. That's stressful.
Yeah. I don't know when. I just came to my head, do you fall off a cloud? But no, just so sometimes you, Gracie.
Mm-hmm, sometimes me. Yeah. But then if you're like falling quite fast, that's I wake up again.
Yeah.
It's quite stressful.
What do we know what that's about? Is that about some sort of in that?
Yeah, Google it. It'll be something to do with you've got dad problems or something. Google it. It'll be something to,
dreams are fucked.
And so we're good. Fuck, Gracie.
Yeah.
I mean, are you all right?
I'm all right.
Fuck.
I am 39 weeks pregnant this week. Could come any moment. Feeling just like
how do you still look like that?
I know.
Heartburny, like kind of refluxy, sick. I just had a big bowl full of fries.
Good girl.
With chicken salt. It was delicious.
Did you cook them or did you get them somewhere?
I cooked them in my air fryer.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Just munching away on whatever I can find. But I'm good. I'm just kind of like in denial. I'm like, might have a baby tomorrow, might have a baby next week. Who knows? But I'm excited to be here. And I love you guys very much because you're like actual sane people and I'm going to be talking goo goo gaga for the rest of the year. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, winning. Winning. Actually, we'll tell people this. This is usually completely irrelevant, but the people like to know.
Yes.
We have officially changed our record day. Doesn't make any difference to anyone other than us.
I was like, where's she going with this?
We might be in a position really soon to explain why.
Yes.
But ultimately, it is a Tuesday that we're recording. It will still arrive in your podcast inbox at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Good.
But just moving a few things around logistically. So I fucked up and got bloody Run Club. So I will run from here to straight to the car.
Yeah.
Straight to Run Club. Caitlin's doing a month of the same shift, like not shift work, is what we'd call what you're doing at the moment, wouldn't we?
Yes.
No nights.
No nights.
Which is good.
No nights.
Which so we're all just here going, well, I'm doing that, you're doing that, you're waiting to have a baby.
I'm doing this. And also an update that I've got it is along the pregnancy lines. Charlotte the Stingray.
Oh, no. Unless you've got an update, I'm not interested. What is happening?
She had those fucking babies.
So as of the 27th of April, an update on Charlotte. She is doing very well, reacting and interacting with guests and divers. Her favourite thing to eat this week was scallops along with silver sides. We thank you for your support, patience and kindness during Charlotte's journey. Have a great weekend, everyone. Hashtag aquarium, hashtag stingray.
Sorry.
Fuck off.
Do you think they're trolling us?
Are actually taking the piss. Yeah. Well, she ain't pregnant.
I've written my own one. Are you ready?
Yes, yes.
Gracie is doing well and enjoys not interacting with any guests or people at the moment. Her favourite thing to eat this week is Whittaker's coconut chocolate along with extremely pulpy orange juice. We thank you for your support and patience and kindness during Gracie's journey. Have a great weekend, everyone. Hashtag Tamaki Makoto, hashtag female human. There you go. Oh.
That's the up. Date we want.
Yes.
That is what we want.
So there you go.
I loved that so much.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I don't want to jinx anything, but I dare say we'll probably get an update more from you than we will from bloody Charlotte.
I think so.
Charlotte is just, she's in no rush.
No, she's just chilling like a villain.
But, oh, just all my, she's like, get in the bin. Yeah. Hey, look, speaking of Run Club, now the funny thing about me saying this is it'll sound like I'm all bitter about Run Club now that I'm a Run Club owner. Run Club
Presidente.
No, but actually it's not necessarily the Run Club element that's now winding me up. I don't know whether you guys have noticed. Like, I will say this outright, I think it's exceptional that people are learning to run and loving to run and it's becoming really popular. What I'm not liking as someone that loves to run is how it's being portrayed by some, and I mean, we know that this it's social media, right? But that it's the latest like fashion item. It's the latest, you know, and everyone's doing their run fit checks and fucking. Like a couple of there's a couple of brands who have put up things around fit and like it being looking like the most inappropriate looking running attire.
Oh, really?
And just what I do you know what I don't like about it? It's a wider issue, and we're all I guess a part of and affected by it. It's the glamorization of exercise. It's the making it look like it's part of an aesthetic.
Right.
That's what I don't like. I don't like that there is, a movement out there that makes it look sexy, makes it look hot, is making it look...
like elitism.
Yeah, it actually is. It's really... And I don't know whether it's because my algorithm at the moment is all of that, but if I see one more fucking come running with me or get ready with me as I'm going for a fucking run... I will clear my algorithm and I will start playing lawn bowls, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And look, I shouldn't knock what other people are doing, and I just wish that people would just go and not feel. I wish that people and brands would and gyms and clubs and whatever would just get the basics right first, and just focus a bit more on that. Am I making sense, or do I sound bitter and twisted?
No, I get it, because I mean, that's one of the main reasons that people don't want to go to a gym, is because everyone else is looking like they live there, and you know, and they feel self-conscious that they're not going to know what they're doing and that they're going to look silly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the number one reason why you don't go to a gym. And I guess maybe it could be turning people off if they're making it, as you say, Gracie, like an elite thing, and only these people types of people should be able to do it. I don't know. Like, I like the idea that it's exercise. It's not fucking dieting or doing something unhealthy.
No, but yes and no, because I think that what you're seeing so much of, and as we know often with social media, is you're only seeing the highlights and the snapshots. So with exercise comes injury. With exercise comes obsession of exercise. With exercise comes too many HIIT classes, and with exercise comes fatigue. So there is lots actually that's, or you know, like With running, yeah, as I said, injuries, going out and having a shit run, sweat, red face, like it's ugly. It's often ugly. And I feel like this has actually just been a rant, but I don't like that for the people.
Yeah.
I just wish there was more. Maybe I am just on an algorithm where I'm just seeing polished. It's just so fucking polished.
Yeah.
And it's not polished. And I think some run clubs are to blame for that, or some like run influencers, so to speak. And I guess that I take it personally because it is dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be as real and take pride in being like that. I just don't want people to think that it's now just, as Gracie said beautifully, elitism, and just you have to look a certain way to run, or this is your fit. Like, wow, my run fit. You know,
Can't wear specific socks.
Oh, I just want it to be, and it is gritty in that. But I think there's been a real. I think I even talked about it last year. Like, we're wanting to celebrate being healthy or being fit, and I think that that's really important. But just constantly glamorizing it is dangerous, yep. I think, in the same way that diet culture is. I do, actually.
It's not helpful to anything.
So I don't know why I felt the need to say that today.
No, I think it's on the top of your mind.
Well, maybe going too again, and then you'll go, oh, now she's fucking tooting her own run club. But I'm actually hyper aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm hyper aware of it because I want anyone to turn up and not worry that they've got the latest fucking Lululemon running gear.
Totally.
Or that they're just starting running, or it's a safe space, and it's not about how you look, and it's not about how you run. But, you know, you see a lot of that. Oh, that's my story.
No, it's good.
Thanks for coming to my TED talk.
And it's kind of on that as well, because I've been really fucked off with my algorithm on Instagram at the moment, and I think we need to be able to change it, like have a way to change it. All my shit is, and it's my fault, it's quotes. Because I love a quote. We know how I love a quote.
Yes.
But it's all this like quotes on being like single and how it's okay and shit. I'm like, I know it's okay. Like, what the fuck? Stop telling me these things. Like, I haven't seen any running. I have, you know, like, it's so crazy how something can just get so, and then it's just, you're force fed it.
Mm.
When you go on Instagram, I mean, I know that I should just not go on Instagram. Duh, that's the solution. But we need a way that we can reset every night or something so we wake up to new content.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Clear the cache every night. Reset.
Maybe not every night, every week.
Because I kind of want to maybe just see like animals or something. Animals. I'm just saying it my thing. cute puppies, hot men, but not dickhead. No, I don't want anything to do with men. Animals.
Animals. Animals.
Food videos.
I guess actually I've thought of another point as well. I guess what also irks me about it is when people profit off creating something that they are like not an expert in.
Yeah.
So you become a
it's like social media.
But we've had a problem with that for years, haven't we?
I'm probably guilty of that.
Actually. But no, I think I mean like guy starts run club, guy sells, guy writes run program. Guy sells run program. Guy is not run coach.
Yeah, that hasn't done the PT stuff, training.
Yeah,
yeah.
The whole Fitspo social media space is a real murky one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Or like you should eat this way, but I haven't done a nutritionist course.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
And like we've fucking collagen and shit. I mean, we don't need to go into it, but you know, all of that, all the health stuff, all of that. People, everyone's an expert.
Yeah,
and
beauty.
Unfortunately, no one fucking is, because no one's actually gone and done the hard yards.
No. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
It's interesting though.
I didn't actually mean to go like meh meh meh, but I just felt like a little meh meh meh.
Yeah, you get meh to us.
You go off. Son, hun, you go off, hun.
No, but sorry, I don't like to moan, but I felt like a little moan.
Moaning's good for you.
But isn't it good for you sometimes, isn't it?
Get it out.
Well, this is what, I mean, it's our fucking podcast, we can do whatever we like. yes. I have another, I have another quote.
Oh,
okay.
Actually, no. Okay. This is one that I saw and I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Now, I want to know what you think about this because I obviously have a few opinions and it'll just be interesting to hear what you think. So this is some Instagram thing. Normalize allowing your single friends to bring their platonic best friend as a plus one to your wedding. Like, I am begging y'all to stop only validating romantic relationships. Not everyone wants them, but they still have a person. And that's the I am 30 as fuck Instagram page. that's what I follow. I am 30 AF. What do we think about that? Because I don't actually know. I don't know if that's the tahi.
I like when you said y'all.
I was reading it verbatim.
I love that an internet meme from I am 30 AF is where you're getting your quotes from. Like Gracie gets Thank hers from you. Like books and
like wise Japanese proverbs and Mahatma Gandhi.
And you're like, hey, I've got a quote. Well, this was from I am 30 AF.
Hey, it's better than the one I made up, isn't it?
No.
No. So can we just clarify for people that the one that you made up, that you then later sent it to us, and it was a TikTok where someone was like, POV, it's not that I want him to, it's what? Fuck. It's
that I want no, him
it's
to
not
want
that
me.
I actually want him. I just want him to want me.
And it was a POV.
It's fucking brilliant. It just makes so much sense in my head.
Okay, so circle back on your
so
buddy,
what do we
I
think?
Am 38.
Yeah, what are we... 30 AF. Do you guys not follow that yet? Come on.
I think I do.
I absolutely do.
So is it meaning that you want to be able to meet people through your friends? Is that
no,
what you
well,
want?
No, I don't
you
know.
Don't
it means that, like... I think it's under the understanding that it's quite sad for people to go to a wedding and not have a plus one or not have the opportunity to take a plus one because they're single. So can they take a friend or their person as their plus one? But that's like, we already talk about how fucking expensive weddings are and now you want to bring a friend. Like, I don't know.
True.
This is not a quote. This is a talkback topic.
Yeah, well, that's why I brought it up. Well, okay, sorry.
No,
well, it's
I'm
not
giving
a quote.
You shit.
Okay,
it is a quote. It is your quote. It is your weekly quote.
Yep.
And so I think...
I don't know the definition of a quote.
No, nah, you're all right. Yep. It's your quote. It's your quote. What do I think? Oh, you know how I feel about weddings. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think you should be able to bring a mate.
Nah. Maybe to the day...
No, I don't think you should either.
Maybe to the party the day after.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm sorry. It's their fucking wedding. They can do what they like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is, as you say, it's expensive. Half the time it's somewhere fucking down the road, up the road, a million miles away. And yeah. I don't think so. I think it's black and white, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
Can't
nah.
bring a friend.
No. Nah.
I think it's black and white. I think it's a no.
Yeah.
And I've always been a one. But even I'm like, no, I'm not. It's not my right to bring a friend.
No, I don't think it's good.
But then it's like, why would you bring the partner if they don't know anyone? I don't know.
Look, I know what I understand what you're saying, and as much as I would love to bring a friend, like it would be fun to bring a friend.
It's just not the rules, and someone years ago made up the rules.
Yeah, they're just there for a free party, and that's not really what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there for love and to see the ceremony
and
stuff.
I mean, the cool thing is, as well, is that you are, usually if you're in the fun group or the single group, you're all sat together.
The naughty table.
You know?
Yeah.
The children's table.
Yeah.
Because they're the only other single ones. The kids' table.
No, but yeah. No, I think no.
Yeah.
It's a general sweeping agreement there.
That's good. And I just had another thought this week, guys. Because
is this a thought or a quote? Because we need to know.
This I could make it into a quote. No, I'm not going to. This is just a musings, shall I say. And I feel like, Gracie, once you aren't pregnant, I feel like this is right up your alley. Maybe not for you, B, but I'm not sure. A couple of my friends are really in their gardening eras. Like they will stay at home, like they'll have to be at home because they've got a big day in the garden.
Yeah. I'm into it.
I couldn't think of anything fucking worse. Like, how do you know if it's a weed or not? I would pull out so much shit. And I'm not saying like it's an old thing. I think it's if you're into it, that's cool. But I'm not just talking like a veggie garden either, like a flowers, get the lawn nice and, you know, pristine, have the proper flowers, do the digging. It's quite bizarre to me. I mean, go off, do what you want, but
not for you, Dulce.
Not for you. You've got a garden bee.
My gardening history is I've got to find a passion again. I sort of tipped into a small passion at Milton Street in Christchurch.
Yep.
When I bought my house and mum made me fucking plant roses.
Mm-hmm.
Roses are high maintenance. And so I did have to sort of take some care with the garden. And you do care about it a bit more if it's your yard.
Yeah.
If it's some other bastards, you don't give a shit. But I did sort of dabble. Didn't love it because weeding is a prick.
You don't like the tools either. They're loud, right?
Well, a little gardening a little hoe isn't loud.
Fuck, we love a little hoe.
But I'm not there again. I will try with. But Mum loves it. Loves it.
She's always out there, right?
Oh, she is.
It's good. It's addictive. I have to say,
so is my mum.
I'm quite into it. I think there's something quite special about getting your hands in the land, putting your fingers, dipping it in the dirt.
Yeah.
But you know, we've just bought a lawnmower, so I think we're gonna be those friends, Caitlin. Sorry, those annoying ones that do spend all weekend in the garden. But a little beverage fine. In the sun actually quite. It makes the gardening quite creative.
I don't reckon there is a better beer than a post lawn mow.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this. Aye.
Yeah.
Oh, it fuck it. Oh.
So good.
Yeah.
I got my fingers stuck in the lawn mow once, so I just like don't have very good.
Okay.
Well, I put it in there because I was flicking some grass out and then I pulled my finger out and I was like, oh my God, where's the top of my finger? Nah, it was still fine. But I had to get it dressed. Nah, it's actually fine. Okay. But everyone at school called me E.T. because it was my forefinger. And I had to walk around with it really high because it would throb if I put it down.
Jesus.
And everyone called me E.T. And my poor mum, because I'm like mowing the lawns with Dad. And then mum's like at the medical center where she works. Mum's like, and I've got this, like, I'm just bleeding everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, put my finger in the lawnmower.
That's why she doesn't like bloody gardening.
No, traumatized.
Because you've got a cut thumb, not a green thumb.
Is it
green thumb or green fingers?
Green thumb. Fingers, isn't it?
Green fingers and green thumb?
I think it's a thumb. Green
Hello,
fingers.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. Is that a song or green finger?
I know there's salad fingers, but that's different too.
What's Salad Fingers?
On YouTube. Have you never watched Salad Fingers?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, it's creepy.
It's called Blue Waffle. Watch it. No. I don't know why that came into my mind.
Just look it up after
salad
this.
Fingers. Salad Fingers.
Yeah, Salad Fingers.
Okay.
Just used to watch it in primary.
Dulles, the answer is if the passion comes to you, it will come to you. If it doesn't, it won't. And I can also, though, I can understand, like, it is a hard thing to get your head around thinking you're going to be in a garden all weekend.
Yeah.
But that, I guess it's like I've got so many jobs that I need to do in and around the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same kind of thing where you're like, I'm just waiting for average weather where I just get stuck in.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be like, but it's kind of like a project, isn't it?
Satisfying. I love going to Bunnings and Mitre 10 and just sniffing around all the, you know.
Sniffing around the bloody
instruments.
Yeah.
The hose.
Something, you know, sniffing around a sauce, the old Bunnings sauce.
Oh, yeah,
sauce.
Definitely the sausages too.
Sniffing around a hoe, little hoe. Sniffing around trowel. Some bloody 4x2.
Absolutely.
Get your bloody trowel in.
It's so good.
Get your broom.
Get your broom.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Get your indoor, outdoor broom flow going.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I'm into it too. I like those. I like those shops.
Yeah, they're good.
But you're always like, oh, I didn't know I needed that.
Yep.
Kia ora, I'm Adam Blair. I played the great game of rugby league for the Storm, Tigers, Broncos and the Mighty Warriors.
And I'm Goran Paladin, sports presenter and rugby league fanatic.
I won a World Cup too. I played 51 tests for New Zealand.
Yeah, he's a national treasure, people. Come on. Bleary and I, we're joining forces for a brand new rugby league podcast called League of Our Own.
Each week we talk Kiwis across the NRL and of course everything Waz.
All the big names, the big stories.
And some of my own stories too.
Well, if we can make them fit.
We'll make time.
Okay. League of Our Own with Bleary and Goran. Proudly brought to you by Snap Rentals.
You can listen through stuff.co.nz or wherever you get your podcast.
Mate, your stories are way too long, eh?
Nah, we've got to take them on a journey.
Oh, the journey. Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I don't know what's happening here. We've just gone off on a little tangent.
No, I've
loved it.
I've got a bit of a fashion. What is it?
Fashion corner. Files.
Fashion files. Fashion files for the week.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of piss pants?
Well,
no, but I can imagine what they look like.
Okay. So is peeing on your pants the new fashion trend? Maybe. Designer Jordan Luca is causing quite the stir with his unique pea-stained denim. They debuted on the runway in 2023, and the now controversial jeans are available to purchase online. They retail for a whopping $1,356 New Zealand dollars. And are sold out in the darker wash. However, the lighter wash is on sale for $1,017.
Sorry, can I?
I just Googled it.
Did you?
What? What's happening?
They look like just your normal jeans, and they have just piss on them.
No.
Yep.
Oh, for fuck's sake! No. Yeah. No. Sorry. No.
It's so bad.
Absolutely. That's not funny. That's not even funny.
I know. But isn't that ridiculous, like the price of them as well?
Everything about that is, I know, throw, we, get us off.
Get us, it's
get
not.
Us, get us reaction.
off the ride. It's time to, no, I'm so offended. I'm so outraged.
I think they should do a poo one.
Ooh. Poo pants.
Oh my god. Honestly, what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
No, they're just trying to get that reaction. See, that was just lovely. I just really enjoyed watching you do that thing.
Just fucking Tom, but just really just people being stupid really pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's dumb, eh?
Wastage, consumerism. Fuckery, capitalism, asshole, fuckface, fuck off with your stupid piss pants. Fuck.
I wonder what they use, like glue or something to make it look like piss. They wouldn't use real piss. I mean, it's hard, it dries, right? Yeah.
Yeah. What? Because it's someone else's, like, oh, hang on, I've got to go into work today. I've got to go piss on a bunch of pants. B, I think when we do merch, one of the things should be, stupid people really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Stupid people piss me off. That's a good one.
Shit, yeah. You'd walk down the street with that with a statement, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just point at people. You. Stupid.
Because I often always say, you know, you can't smart stupid, but that's stronger. Stupid people piss me off. And he's stupid. Stupid. Okay, anyway, I'll rip the band-aid off. I'm going on two dates this week. Fine. Yeah, cool. What do you got?
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Okay, no, we're cool. We're Jeep.
I'm at the. When? What days?
Well, Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Do you know this
is good. It's not the same night.
Do you know that this is.
I've done that. Have I? Maybe?
Yeah. Yes, you have. You have. This is the least. Yeah. This is my least favorite part. It's like, if we're going to liken it to fishing?
Mm. Okay.
You've put the line out.
Yep.
You've put the line out. You have brought the line in. You've brought the line in.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the part where you've got to fillet the fish.
Wow. Jesus. Don't go straight to filleting the fish.
No, you've got to unhook it gently.
Oh, unhook it gently.
Don't gut it.
Don't fill it. Don't kill the fish right away. Just you might want to throw it back.
Unhook. unhook him first, and then and say thank you,
thanks,
sweet baby.
Fish.
And then we'll look at filleting and gutting a little bit later on.
Yes,
and maybe on the third date.
It could be an
the first date.
Endangered species.
True.
Yes,
you need to be careful.
Yes, exactly.
And hold on to those because they're rare.
Yeah.
AKA good men. Hold on to them.
Hold on. Keep that hook in. Keep that hook in.
Exactly.
Don't start the next process of pulling them apart with the filleting.
No. Just easy does it.
But it's also like, and everyone is entitled to be like, for fuck's sake, Brody, I will allow it. But like, oh, it's a school night. Oh. You gotta go and make an effort.
You're always out on school nights.
I'm not letting you away with that. I am not letting you away with it. You went to a fucking gig on a school night.
You went to Fred again.
No.
It was once.
On like a Monday.
Yeah, but that's I didn't have a choice in that.
That's not Fred, once.
Okay.
Well, I hate going out on guys, I
Brody.
I do.
Brody Jean Kane, suck it the fuck up. Do you wanna be happy? Go on this date.
Oh,
now, what are you going to wear?
Man.
And where are you going? What's the date setting?
No, I'm not fucking.
Wait, is one of them?
Are you going to
a
bar?
They're both after work drinks.
Great.
Perfect.
Which is like
perfection.
5 o'clock? 6.
Yeah, let's say, give or take, yeah.
Okay, so you could continue to dinner or you could just call it a couple drinks and then go home.
Yeah, I'll be going home. It's a school night.
Yes, told you.
Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
As a old hag in this game, feel free to not tell anyone about it. Like, I mean, I know you've just told everyone. But, like, you can go on it and you don't have to, like, make it this big deal. Like, you can keep some things to yourself if you want. Like, I feel that's where it goes wrong for me because I go on or I start talking to someone and then I get so excited and I tell everyone and then it's such a letdown because everyone asks when they inevitably fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're vibing it and you're having a nice time and you don't and you want to keep that as like your special little like between you and him, that's absolutely fine. I'm not talking about Gracie and me. You have to tell us everything.
Yeah.
But you know, like
totally.
Just it's don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
No. Believe you me, there's not that pressure. That as I said to you last week, it's not there. There's a cynicism that's like that sort of puts that to bed. To be quite honest with you. So don't worry about that. I will share what I want to with the Girls Uninterrupted whānau. It's funny, when I went to that, that's the problem though as well, right? I went to that single thing. Someone was like, a group was like, is that for content? I'm like, yeah, well, fuck, life is content, isn't it, at the moment? Anyway,
for the story.
Just enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, don't think about it too much.
Don't be cynical.
Okay.
And don't let Joe tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I won't.
I know, she means well,
and
though.
And then have one gin.
No, because I'll drive.
Before you go.
No.
Oh, so no gins.
Well, I want to drive.
Yeah.
Do I not want to drive?
Okay. How far is it from the house?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Has he done like a checkup to be like, still on for tomorrow? Blah, blah, blah. Don't know.
Nah.
Anyway, you're getting back out there, back to back.
Yeah,
we're on a roll.
Yeah, well, that leads me to the... Oh, I've dropped my pen.
You got mine?
That leads me, thank you, to the next piece of minutes. Fuck, I am a massive fan of the regions. It's no secret.
we know this.
The regions hit different. For many reasons, actually, you put your regional goggles on. Everyone is hot. I mean, it was.
What regions are we going to?
I mean, we were at the Mount. We were at the Mount for this one.
But, oh, well, everyone, of course, is hot in the Mount.
But no, you. I think you go into a region with different lenses on. So it not only is everyone hot, or you're just seeing people in a different light. Every shop is like, hey, have you thought about buying me? And you're like, well, no, I hadn't. And it's in the shopping in the regions is like girl math. It happened in the regions, therefore it didn't happen. Didn't happen where you lived.
No. It's on sale.
Or even if it isn't, it's the regions.
Yeah.
What else? You just, I don't know, you just branch out.
I've bought some quirky stuff in Raglan, a region.
Yeah.
I bought some pink cords, which I would never really normally buy in Auckland, but they're quite cool.
And you'll always remember where you were when you bought those.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and do you know what? I'd go for like a dinner or a lunch or something by myself in the regions. You're just a different person. You're right. You are a different person in the regions.
There's less care. Like you're young, wild and free.
Yeah.
You know? And you're willing to try things. You're like, we went to the strippers on Friday night. We went to the
fun.
Strippers.
Oh my God.
Me and my friend Maggie and two gay men. They were the ones that wanted to go.
To the
female strippers. So we were like,
stunning.
Why not?
Yeah.
And then, mind you, I said to Brayden that I would blame him for this because I wasn't particularly fussed about going out this night. I was like, oh, I'm happy with all of our company sitting around having a few drinks at home. Brayden never goes out so he put his foot down. We went to the strippers.
Fun.
And then we went to the Malloc, which if you've been to the Mount, you know. the band was playing, was absolutely popping off. And so, yeah, and then I had to get up and run 18Ks
hungover.
But, hey, it's the regions.
It is.
It's a regional hangover run. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. So it's like being on holiday.
The air's different.
Yep.
The air is different. Your vibe is different.
I agree.
Like, I often think that's where I'm going to meet the one, the regions.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Get out there.
We need
more.
To spend more time in the regions, Dals.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you're always there for a dip in.
Yeah.
And you dip back out. But yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. So yeah,
Would you be a farm wife? Like, would you move and live on a farm with a farmer? I shouldn't say farm wife. That's terrible. You'd be your own person.
I'm not. I'm fine. Hey, I'm offended by...
I mean, like, would you...
No, I was just because I'm offended by piss pants, man. I'm not offended by you calling me a farm wife. If it was near a beach, if it was reasonably near a beach...
Is that a thing?
A farm near a beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all of New Zealand.
Did the sheep not fall in the...
No.
Like...
Heaps of farm beaches. In New Zealand.
How is there more sheep in the sea?
Because they don't swim.
I would say that there are a few sheep that have fallen in the sea.
That fallen in the sea. Okay.
They don't like the sand too much. They stay on the grass.
Right.
They're not like, oh, Donnie and Linda, shall we go to the beach?
They're too hot for the beach. They've got a lot of wool.
Yeah. Too hot.
You're right.
But no, it would have to be near a city, but near a beach.
Okay.
You know? Like if there was a there was a farm sort of near the Mount. Yes. I guess a Hawke's Bay farm.
Yep. Or Taranaki's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm open to these things, Caitlin. It would take some thinking.
Yeah. I couldn't marry a farmer because I don't eat anything with eyelashes, so well, I'd be out the door.
You could still live on a
different farmers. You could, you know, be a wheat farmer.
You could be on a fucking kiwi fruit farm, Dulles.
There's a lot of non-meat farms.
You could be with the bees or the...
I'll tell you that I was full of them. Yeah. A wine farm. Grapes.
Avocados.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So you could. Anyway, yeah, so I just That's
regions.
The regions. It was such a good week. It was, you know, just those weekends where you've just got the great
crew.
Just the great crew.
Yeah. Things just keep escalating.
I tell you what I did do is I had a gummy.
Oh, yeah?
Well, like, probably more than one gummy. Are we not allowed to say that?
Yeah. No, sorry. I just wasn't expecting you to say that.
Will I get arrested?
No.
I think it's legal, isn't it? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody's done them.
Well, I had a gummy. And I was stoned for about 8 hours.
Fuck. That's quite a long time.
Yeah, but it was the region, so it was sweet, right? It was like, so a gummy.
Talk us.
Oh, it was just really fucking strong. It was just really strong. Had a long tail. And so, but I feel like because we were in the regions, like I bought two paintings.
No, true. Hi. When you were having after the gummy.
The gummy had hit. The gummy had hit.
What were they up?
Nah, but to be fair, no. No, no.
She sees them the next day and she's like, the fuck is that?
Nah, I'll tell you, true story, I'd seen them the day before.
Okay.
And then I went to go get them. So the gummy hit, we're in the store, I'm buying the paintings.
What do they have?
Hey, dude.
No, you're fucking...
Are they like scenic or are they like psychedelic cows or something?
No, you will love them. You will actually love both of them. One's actually like...
Psychedelic cows.
I was just thinking something kind of crazy.
Like
tie-dye.
You will like both of them. One is a Chanel fucking entranceway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, black and white. And one is like a fucking... sort of like a Tuscan style tree. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I love that. Oh,
no, you're like, anyway, so that's when the gummy hit. And then we had to walk home.
With the paintings.
Well, no, because the paintings had to go in the car with a non-gummy with a non-gummy person, may I clarify.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so there was no room in the car for
the gummy people.
For the gummy people.
So Brody's just like absolutely vibing.
No, and so we walked home and it took about 3 years. Everything to, and then it was like.
It's a long, there's a, it's, oh, mount's long, right?
Oh, it was so long. And then I went for a swim in the ocean.
Beautiful.
And that was nice. That was so nice. But that was also really long. Everything. So long.
Did you keep checking the time?
No, okay. I don't think it was that long. But as I was walking out, I felt like the tide was walking out with me. I was like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to touch the water? Like, and then I came back and then I sat in the sun.
Beautiful.
For about, and then I was sort of like sitting there, probably not moving for about an hour. And then I had a shower and then we went to the Cozy Club.
Amazing.
Oh, I love gummy Brody.
Yeah,
I actually, to be fair, I fucking loved gummy Brody too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Real chill.
Really chill.
Yeah.
Were you in your own thoughts? It was good though, wasn't it?
No. I was just very relaxed. Like,
nice.
I did think at about 7 o'clock at night, I'm still quite stoked. But not in a, it's not in a like...
out of control.
It's
way,
it doesn't hit you the same as a spliff or a joint or a fucking cookie. Listen to me now. But like, I'm not just,
a bong.
It doesn't 420 hit you.
Brody.
It doesn't hit you. It doesn't hit you like a fucking spot on the bloody. Remember spots?
Yeah.
Shit, spots on the oven. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, and then even like
R18.
And then a little gummy over. Like, wake up in the morning and it's just, there's still residue gummy.
But yeah, beautiful sleep.
Beautiful sleep.
Through the clouds.
You're dreaming in clouds.
You stayed in the clouds for that one.
Beautiful.
Anyway, the regions.
Darn it.
Regional Brody. Fucking really is good. Really, really good.
They'll do it to you, eh?
That'll do. The fucking regions. We love them. Anyway, that's enough from me.
Caitlin, how are you?
Well, I also went out on Saturday night and I fell in love with a saxophonist. And then,
how good.
Fuck, have you ever seen someone play the saxophone?
Mate.
Like,
yeah.
I know.
Lisa Simpson.
And like, he definitely wasn't, apart from Lisa Simpson. He was not my type at all. But I slowly, as I kept watching him, fell right in love with him. And then I'm like right up. So, like looking at him, trying to get his eye contact. And then I was like, fuck it. And I just went up and I was like, hey, I'm a marriage celebrant. Do you weddings?
Oh, my God. Is that your line? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And then I was like, he was like, yeah, we do. And I was like, what's your name? No, I don't know why.
You should be American.
And then he told me, and then I was like, I'm Caitlin. And then I was like, you're amazing. And then they went on their break. And then I came back and I'm like dancing with my friends. And then afterwards I went up and I was like, I think I'm in love with you. And he was like, oh. And I was like, are you single? And he was like, no. It's like, okay, bye.
Is he on stage?
Yeah.
Wow, Caitlin.
No, I applaud that.
No, it's like, It's Betty D's. So it's like, there's like, that's the people. There's just the step up. And he was like, I'm really flattered. And I was like, oh, I thought I fell in love with you. And then, yeah.
Is he mid-set? I was just at this on. Point.
Huh?
He's
no,
mid-set.
No. This was after. No, this
she
is,
stayed
no.
the whole night.
He's like doing Tina Turner. I'm not going, I'm being like, excuse me. He's like in the middle of his set. And he was playing the keyboard and the saxophone. I was like, that guy knows what to do with his hands and his mouth. But he really wasn't my type. And then that happened. I was like, are you single? And he was like, no. I was like, oh, okay, bye.
I applaud that.
Yeah. No, there is sexy. Yeah. Sexy musicians. Something that somebody has got a talent and a passion for something. And you, live music does something to you, I think. So I do think.
It really does.
It got you.
But it got me good. Yeah.
Did you feel okay after that?
Apparently, did I feel okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that he was not single. Yeah. No, that's just my life.
Oh.
No, it's not. No, it was actually fine because I was like,
yeah, brush it off. Brush it off.
That mouth would just destroy me. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
Work has been good. It's just like a bit shitty at the moment because we have to save all this for like $105 million or something across Aotearoa. I don't really know what's going on. I don't really get into, like, I see it on the news and then I'm like, oh, I'm just going to focus on my patients. But it starts getting like scary and shitty when they're like, we're going to cut back on overtime. We're going to cut back on sick, like when people are sick and covering nurses. And it's like, mate, we're fucking drowning here. Everyone knows that. Everyone complains about it. Nurses complain all the time. But yeah, that's been fun. I don't really know what's going on. But I'm just focusing on myself and my patients. Because I don't work in middle management. Fuck you.
Can I just say, sorry, to circle back to not the health story, but your Saturday night. I must say, your little outfit, your fit, I can say that because it wasn't for running, your little mini.
Now, remember I talked about these tights and you turned your nose up at them?
I did.
Didn't you?
That's why I made
the spotted tights.
I'm going full circle. I like to.
Someone did ask me if I had chicken pox.
What?
Did they?
Did you wear that mini
spots? Have you got chicken pox?
Did you wear that mini skirt and those stockings and those boots to the rugby?
No.
Oh, was that another night?
It's so fucking cold. That was a different night. I had two nights out this week. I don't work weekends, baby.
Good girl. Woo. Get it, girl.
Yeah, no, so we do appreciate the tights, eh?
Yeah, 100%.
On you.
Yeah.
Gosh, your pants are looking fantastic at the moment. Boy, oh boy, really fucking popping off at the moment, you are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's fucking...
So let me just tell you something that I'm about to go and do after this.
Oh,
I have to go and shave my moustache.
What?
Oh, that's all right.
Because... Yeah, because I'm getting it lasered tomorrow. Remember when I asked a wee while ago if I had moustache? And yes. My good dear friend Brody told me that I did. And then actually, love of my life, my best friend, my mother, pulled me aside and just said, look, I think we do. I think it's time. We need to get the moustache off.
So you're shaving it?
With love. And I'm like, well, but to do laser, you have to shave the night, like 24 hours before.
Yes.
So I'm really nervous because what if I, like, cut my face?
Oh, yeah, be
careful. I know. And do I use shaving cream?
They should really do that for you.
No, you've got to do it 12 hours before so it doesn't. I had to go and get a consultation and everything. And, like, I'm really excited to not have a moustache anymore, but also I'm kind of scared. Remember when I had to shave my asshole and I cut it?
Yes. Sorry, yes, I do. That was not funny.
So, yeah. No, it was really quite sore.
It's not good.
Fuck. So, yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, I wish
so
you the best of luck.
That's what I'm going to go do tonight.
I have one of those. I use the peach fuzz thing, like a, what is it? Like a little scalpel.
Oh, fuck, oh, dear.
To do mine. Yeah.
That's brave.
It is. And it's quite good.
I've just got a lady that puts a bit of wax on and rips my fucking pore up a lip like a fucking mofo.
And how long does it, is it red for?
Not that long.
Not that long. No. Okay. Will Caitlin have to wear a mask for a couple of days?
No, because she's getting laser.
No, I know, but like, will it be real red?
Actually, I don't know. I've got no idea. I can't remember.
I'll let you know.
I've had laser under my pits and my box and whatnot, but I can't remember.
Can't remember. Yeah. You'll be fine. It'll be good.
Dales, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's not that, you know, there's anything wrong with moustaches. It's just that I'm not in my moustache era. So.
Hey, and that's fine. It's fine. Now, Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Fuck, you were Big Mama fucking 2 months ago.
Big Mama with the mustache and the hemorrhoids and the pooping problem.
Oh, fuck.
But you know, it's good.
Mate, is it the pits?
I'm getting quite over it now. Yeah. I think now's the time. I think we're going to get them out this week or next week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
But one addition to my life that I've really loved and I never thought I would ever do it is we have a TV in our bedroom, which is interesting because I always thought it'd be like a mood killer and like it's really dumb. I don't know. I just didn't think it was – or it was a special treat, like it was a hotel.
Yeah.
And that's like lush. But we've got a TV in our bedroom and I've absolutely loved it.
You've been umming and ahhing this for a while, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Because Ellie wanted it, remember? And we were like, no, Ellie.
Yeah,
sexy
Ellie wanted
time
it.
Happens in the bedroom.
But there's no sexy
and
time.
And then you got another baby. No, well, there was, and then look what happened. I'm
exactly.
Pregnant.
So this is probably quite good. It's going to be a stop sexing TV.
Yeah, good.
Just watching TV in the bedroom, and that'll be good. No more touching.
No touching.
No more babies.
No babies, no touching. Just TV.
Just TV and sleep. So,
cartoons.
Yeah.
Because you're only in there with Frank watching cartoons.
Totally. So it's literally going to be a real cock block. So
go off, sis.
Quite excited about it.
With your TV? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But it'll be good when it's like all cold and like we've got, like you're sick and you just want to hop into bed and anyway, quite excited about that. Another thing, Frank's officially a toddler, as we know, but there's just a few facts that I just found really interesting this week. Figuring out how their brains work. They apparently work twice as hard as ours and double the information, hence why they've got more tantrums.
Yes, it's possible they shit themselves.
I know. So that's why they've got like have heaps of tantrums and meltdowns. They're ambidextrous, so they can use both the hands just as well as each other.
Oh.
They have way more energy than an adult, which I already knew, but they use about the same amount of energy as a person would running a marathon every day. And they need up to 14,000 steps per day, which is a lot.
These guys are wild.
They are so crazy. And it's
crazy, crazy.
It's from like 1 year to 3 years. So that's like the toddler age. And at about 18 months, their vocab explodes, adding one new word every 2 hours.
No wonder they're so busy. They're so busy.
So full on.
Frank's always fucking busy. Yeah.
Goes a hundy.
Even when he's not busy, he's always busy.
Yeah. Always listening, learning. But that goes on to my next point about his new words this week. His current favourite is apple. Apple. Very cute. Apple. He's also starting to say no, which can be a little tricky. He's like, no. And I ask, can I change a nappy? No. Very cute, but also naughty. Loves donut, noodles. He calls doodles. Bubble, ball, and water. And he's also loving Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes as his favourite song.
Well, I mean, it's one of the original bangers.
He does not know where his nose is, though, but he's got his eyes and ears sorted and his knees and toes. But the nose, he's like, I have no idea. And his tongue, he goes, it's real cute. Puts his little tongue out. And then other cute things is that he like loves looking for planes in the sky and he started to pick me little daisies. So that's just breaking my heart.
Stop it.
Melting my heart.
Melting it.
I know.
Oh, gal.
So it's quite cute, those little milestones that you just kind of, they just kind of prop up. You just don't even, like I feel like last week he was just a little baby and now he's like full on picking daisies and spotting helicopters and stuff.
Oh, he's such a dude, isn't he?
He's so cute.
Oh.
You guys have to come over when this is all settled.
When this...
the situation.
This is all bloody settled.
Yeah.
Oh, gal.
Yeah.
Well, look,
proud
we are just...
G.
We're waiting. Not waiting.
No, that's
sorry,
okay.
Not waiting. Not waiting like we're waiting for Charlotte.
not probably waiting like you're waiting.
No.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You guys will be the first to know. Well, I'll Snapchat you.
Yeah.
As soon as
she's a good, she's good at Snapchatting us, keeping us up to date with all the things.
I want to see how dilated you are.
Okay. I'll know that tomorrow morning, I think. Oh, I'm going to get the doctor to put a few fingers up there.
Okay.
Mm. good.
Absolutely.
You got to.
Yeah, that's well, yeah, that's where they are.
You are to having a baby. Sorry, it's wild.
It is wild.
Wild.
Shall we do underrated, overrated, perfectly rated?
We shall.
Slippers.
Oh. Fucking.
What do you reckon?
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
Yeah, perfectly rated, because I think everyone knows that they're great.
Yeah. Okay. I reckon underrated. I love mine. I've got like the hard sole ones, so you can go out to the, like the garden and go get stuff.
Can we touch on quickly like platform UGG boots that everyone's wearing that
in
look
public.
Like slippers, but they're like but they wear them because they kind of look like slippers, but everyone's wearing them to the clubs and stuff. No, not
them
to
in
the clubs.
Put them with your fucking piss pants.
That's like Love Island. Will used to wear them. Will the farmer. He wore those like big. No, okay. Anyway, underrated, overrated, perfectly rated, mouthwash.
No, fuck off.
Really?
I think we've done this, eh? Because I don't use it.
You don't use it?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Sometimes. Okay. Underrated, overrated, perfectly rated, hot water bottles.
Oh, underrated.
Yeah, I do like a hot water bottle. And a wheat bag.
A wee hottie in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I got burnt once when I was little.
So absolutely.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
They are dangerous.
But like the hottie, like if you do it and then put it in like half an hour before you go to bed and then you get in there and then it's not, because then you put it where you're like your tummy and your chest. No, because you're going to put it on your feet. You're going to put it on your feet. So I have it like halfway.
You're going to put it on your feet and then you're going to move it up to your chest to cuddle.
Oh.
I don't do that.
You move it down.
No, you've got to put it down on the feet so it's warm when you get in. Your feet are warm and then you wriggle it up and then you cuddle it like a person.
No, it's too hot for that. It's got to stay down at the feet.
It's too fucking hot for your feet.
You get two.
Do you guys wear socks to bed?
No.
No.
That's that's disgusting, eh?
That's foul.
So that is too. That no.
No.
Not ever. Not in no much. Never no.
Never no. Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm glad.
Okay, we've got a few would you rathers. Would you rather speak only in a baby voice for a day, or only be spoken to in a baby voice for a day?
That's a fucking good one because it's disgusting. I'd have to have someone speak it to me. I absolutely, possibly could not lower myself to that standard.
You sure?
He's Gracie. No, I don't want to do it, Gracie.
Okay. Brody, what do you reckon? Brody.
No, I'm fucking doing it. I don't want you talking at me like I'm a baby. I'll fucking talk at you like you're a baby.
Go on then.
You can have a little baby. Pretty. Look at your little face. Oh,
see, I was doing it in a sexy way. That's better. I was like, are you okay, baby?
It's so
my
good.
God, stop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I think I'd have to do, I think I'd just take it. I don't know. It's hard. Okay, would you rather never see your ex again or have to see them every day?
Never see them ever again, ever, ever, and all situationships. Never see them ever again.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
In the bin. They're strong. In the past for a reason.
Okay. They're in the bin with the piss pants. They're
true.
In with the piss pants.
Yep.
I can't possibly answer that. I've never had one.
Yeah, that's right.
What about like situationships?
Oh, yeah, never again.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd have to see them every day. That wouldn't work.
Yeah, Buck, if you had to see your situationships and your bloody hoo-has bloody every day, you'd be in the tubes. It'd be like being in the tube station in London with thousands of people. Oh, whoa. Sorry. That's enough.
And then this one is quite a heavy one.
This episode, Brody.
Oh, have I?
No.
You're a bit unhinged, eh?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's good.
It's good, though.
Like, you never know what you're going to get, do you?
No.
No.
This one's a little bit.
That's why people. Sorry.
That's all right.
It's the gummy.
The gummy. Would you rather have your best friend kiss the person that you like or find out that your best friend has stolen $100 from you?
100% stolen $100 from me. Like, do you not remember when we were at school and even uni and stuff? And like, I fell out with so many friends from them like hooking up with a guy that I like, or like all the opposite. Like, it's the worst. It is the absolute worst. Even if you don't like them anymore because they're fucking losers, but if they like, if you know that they've hooked up with someone, I'm like, oh my God, you broke my heart.
Oh.
So gross.
I'd rather have them kiss the person, because I reckon stealing $100 from your wallet is fucked.
Yeah.
Like your best friend. Nah, I'd rather have them.
They stole your heart.
Yeah, but it wasn't official. It was just someone that I liked.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't my boyfriend. Yeah,
no, That's worse.
No, I'm with Gracie.
That is worse.
You can't pegs them. You can't fucking pegs them.
Nah.
Not in this day and age anyway.
Are you saying pegs?
Pegs. Bags.
No, it's bags.
Bags.
Pegs.
Like Pagani.
Mate, pegs. Did you have a gummy tonight? You've got to go run.
Pegs. Not pegs. Bags.
It's bags. Bags. You can't bag them.
Does it derive from the word bags? The bag. What?
Like you bag them. I don't know.
Oh my God. Bags. What does that mean?
Bags them.
Have you been saying pegs?
I think I've been saying pegs for 7 years.
No.
Bags. I bags them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not pegs.
You're today years old and you didn't know that.
Pegs work, so doesn't it?
No.
Brody, no. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
Bags.
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 What's bang, it on, though?
That gummy's still in your system.
Bags.
I'll say when you bag.
Bags.
Bags.
You can't bags? Bag someone.
Pegs.
Not pegs.
It's not pegs.
Hey, what I was meant to say was you can't bags anyone.
No.
Yeah, but if someone, if your best friend is like, I like this guy, and then you like go out and kiss them, that's not very nice.
Or they come into your wallet and they steal $100 from you, and you find out that they did that. Would you not be shitty?
Maybe they needed it.
No, they could ask you for it, and you give it to them. You'd loan them $100.
Exactly. I would not loan them a man.
Oh, I love it.
Okay,
that's an
I've obviously
one,
got
though.
Issues.
Okay.
No, it's good.
All right, team. Okay. Well, hey, look, it's been beautiful. I'll go to Run Club. Grace will go and have a baby. And Caitlin will go and look hot in her sexy mini skirt with her polka dot tights.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
The Girls Uninterrupted. With Brody Kane, Caitlin Marrett, and Gracie Hitchcock.
It appeared that a vehicle may have gone over the 80-metre cliff into the sea.
There have been no bodies found despite considerable debris being washed ashore.
9 years ago, a man named John Beckenridge abducted his stepson, Mike Zhao Beckenridge. Soon afterwards, they vanished. Now, a new investigation is trying to find out what happened to them.
This is The Lost Boy. Listen on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.